The next controversy related to the use of adjuvant systemic therapy of stage 2 colon cancer, and Dr. Maripal began by reviewing two important new recent data sets looking at this question.
In December, we had publication of the QUASAR study. This was a study in which patients in, this was a European study, for whom the physician felt that there was an uncertain indication for chemotherapy, were randomized to either get observation or to get a combination of 5-fluorouracil and leucovorin. And this was 3,200 patients enrolled in that arm of the study. And there seemed to be an improvement of a few percent in the survival of the patients with stage 2 disease on this study. And these curves are exactly the same as the curves that were generated by Deb Schrag in a publication in 2002 based on administrative data showing a few percent benefit of patients with stage 2 colon cancer who get chemotherapy. And this is just 5-FU chemotherapy. Now, what about the addition of oxaliplatin? At this year's ASCO meeting, there were some what many people thought were surprising results in that mature survival data were presented by Dr. Degramont at the meeting, showing that for the patients with stage 2 disease, there was no hint whatsoever of a survival benefit from the addition of oxaliplatin to 5-FU leucovorin. And this is in unselected patients enrolled on this study who had stage 2 disease. Now, if one looks at the stage 2 patients in this study who had high-risk features, such as a perforation or a T4 lesion, those patients did seem to have a small benefit from therapy. Risk stratification of patients with stage 2 colon cancer is key to treatment decision making. We have some clinical features such as T4 lesions, those that present with obstruction, perforation, lymphovascular invasion, and there are some biologic factors that have been posed such as microsatellite stable tumors or those that have loss of heterozygosity at 18q. And those molecular markers are being tested prospectively in ECOG 5202, which I encourage you to have your patients participate in.